Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. Vance Belter is being sentenced today in federal court for the politically motivated shootings that killed former House Speaker Emerita Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark and seriously wounded State Senator John Hoffman and his wife Yvette. Belter pleaded guilty last month to 6 federal charges, admitting he planned the attacks and carried them out while posing as a police officer. Prosecutors are seeking 2 consecutive life sentences. Separate state murder and attempted murder charges are still pending. The Boundary Waters canoe area remains closed, but officials say they'll be monitoring it daily to see if it can reopen in some capacity. Superior National Forest Agency Administrator Tom Hall.
We do have staff that is starting to engage and think about where are those places that are best to open up, where are those corridors within the Boundary Waters that people are still going to be able to experience that and also not be in the way in those fire operations.
Weather officials say warmer, drier temperatures heading into the weekend could make things challenging again for crews battling the fires. Since a new state law was enacted in 2023, no-knock warrants have dramatically dropped in Minnesota. Law enforcement can still use them if they get a judge's approval and they show it's necessary. DFL Senator Claire Umu-Verbaden says the idea of the bill came after the death of Amir Locke in Minneapolis.
The most egregious, type that we're worried about that led to the death of Amir Locke was that no knock entry, right? So only 4 of those were used. And then we also see that there was only 1 injury and no fatality. So I think bringing that down significantly is huge progress.
The BCA released stats this week showing that the bill is working and no knock warrants are rarely used now in Minnesota. In other headlines, a Southwest Minnesota livestock producer sees positives and negatives from the historically high cattle market. Danny Voss has cow-calf pairs and finishes cattle near Hendricks.
It's been darn good, I guess. It'd be a tough thing to get into now with the high prices, so it's good to be in it, I guess, before this comes. But we got to tread pretty lightly here and make sure we can all stay profitable.
Voss says costs are up across the board. Make It Fair Minnesota's statewide advocacy campaign has launched in support of limiting girls' sports to students whose biological sex at birth is female. Organizers say the Minnesota State High School League, not the governor or lawmakers, has the authority to change its bylaws. The campaign is urging voting representatives from the league's 509-member school to support a biology-based eligibility rule for sex-separated sports. This is MNN.